Thank you.
Köszönöm.
I was a little bit worried about this message tonight.
A mai üzenettel kapcsolatban.
Then I heard Pastor Stan preach.
Hallottam Pastor Stan prédikálni
this morning. And his style just set me free. Thank you. It was an excellent message, an amazing style.
I just
enjoyed listening to it all.
Hallgatni.
It was fantastic. Thank you, Pastor Stan.
Fantasztikus volt. Köszönjük, Pastor Stan.
I also want to thank for Pastor Schaller and Lisa for not loving their lives but laying it down for us in Finland. It's not a small thing. It's amazing. And as I was sitting there, I was kind of recalling their life in Finland, what it was like, and I'm sure it wasn't that easy. Yeah. And I remember I was already ministering in the Soviet Union, and I would come and visit sometimes. And once I was visiting, and I went to the guy's dorm, like late in the evening, and as I was there, fellowshipping with the guys, Pastor Schaller came in, and he looked like he had just joined a local motorcycle gang or something. You know,
he had a leather jacket,
and he looked so like youthful.
And
he said that
just mondta,
we were just out ministering to the teenagers at the train station. And I never forget that. It just spoke to me. And I said in my heart, what makes him to do that?
What is this motivation?
Like, what makes us to do that for others?
Vesz minket rá arra, hogy ezt megtegyük másokért. Mi indít minket.
I wanted to have that in my life.
Szerettem volna, hogy ez ott legyen az életemben, és azt mondtam, hogy ez egy olyan példa, amit követhetünk. Ez olyasmi, ami örökké fog tartani.
Let's turn in our Bibles to Luke 19.
Lapozzunk a Bibliánkban Lukács 19-hez.
And I just want to read two verses from here.
Szeretnék két verset elolvasni innen.
Verses 39 and 40.
39 és a 40.
Luke
19. Tehát Lukács 19.
39-40. And some of the Pharisees called to him from the crowd, "Teacher, rebuke your disciples." But he answered and said to them, "I tell you that if these should keep silent, the stones would immediately cry out." This is my message tonight. God can use anybody, really. But for some reason, we are his best choice. He can use stones, he can use donkeys, he can use snakes to speak, he can use angels to speak. But we are his best choice.
Why?
Because of our freedom.
A szabadságunk miatt.
We choose to do it or not to do it.
Eldönthetjük, hogy megtesszük vagy sem.
And this is the thing that makes us so valuable and so powerful.
Olyan értékes és olyan
it's amazing. Pastor Schaller was speaking about Jonah and Jonah's anger and how he dealt with it, and then the anger came back, and then he kind of dealt with it again, more or less. But the whole story is an amazing story. About the work of God, because it almost looks like that God needed Jonah to preach in Nineveh. It even sounds crazy to say that, that God needed Jonah to preach in Nineveh. But that's the really the way how the story looks like, and it's almost like that he could not save the city without a preacher.
Majdnem úgy tűnik, hogy nem tudta volna megmenteni
a város prédikátor
nélkül.
Taking Jonah to Nineveh.
Tényleg kitartott amellett, hogy Jónást elvigye Ninivébe. Like,
it didn't matter what kind of a preacher.
Majdnem olyan volt, hogy nem számít, hogy milyen a prédikátor.
Really?
Tényleg.
As long as it was one with the free will.
Egy olyas valaki, akinek szabad akarata
that's
van.
Us.
És ezek vagyunk mi.
We are those people.
Mi vagyunk
we
ezek
are those
az
candidates.
Emberek. Vagyunk a jelöltek erre.
And anyone really
bárki, igazán,
who has ever been used by God in any capacity
Isten bármilyen
has been used by God to do the work of God
Isten használt arra, hogy az ő
knows that
elvégez,
God
tudja
can use anybody.
Hogy Isten bárkit tud használni.
But will he find somebody whom he could use?
Akit használhat.
Because there seems to be a lot of anybody's around.
Úgy tűnik, hogy rengeteg ilyen,
but very
bárki
few
van,
somebody's.
De nagyon kevés valaki.
And this is what we hear at the convention. We hear it when we talk about the work of God.
Amikor Isten munkájáról
beszélünk. I look at the work of God this way. It has like this.
Így nézek Isten munkájára.
The amazing work of God. God is
Isten
doing.
Csodálatos munkája.
And then it's our part in it, and it's not.
Aztán ott van a mi részünk ebben is.
Little. It's amazing.
Kicsi, ez hatalmas.
God has designed it that way.
Isten így tervezte ezt el.
We have a very important part to play in it.
Fontos részünk van ebben.
And the Bible says about the mankind and the two things that I want to point out. The Bible teaches that the mankind is sleeping.
Hogy az emberiség alszik.
The whole world is sleeping. If you
az
turn with me to 1 Thessalonians,
kérlek,
Paul is really
like
pointing this out in a very clear way. It's in the First Thessalonians 5. He is talking to the believers and he says, therefore, let us not sleep as others do, but let us watch and be sober. For those who sleep at night and those who get drunk are drunk at night. But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love,
felöltözvén a hitnek és szeretetnek
and as a helmet the hope of salvation. Have you ever noticed how uncomfortable it is to wake up someone who is sleeping?
Hogy milyen kellemetlen dolog felébreszteni valakit, aki alszik?
Some have no problem with that.
Vannak, akiknek ez nem okoz problémát.
Others do. And I picture
igen.
The work of God this way. The
és
whole world is sleeping and we are called
az egész világ to wake alszik, és mi arra lettünk
the world
elhívva,
up.
Hogy felébresszük a
we
világot.
Are called to wake them up.
Arra lettünk elhívva, hogy felébresszük őket.
And you don't really have to be talented to do that.
És nem kell nagy tehetség ahhoz, hogy ezt megtegyük.
You don't have to be very gifted.
Nem kell sok ajándék.
You don't have to have academics for that.
Nem kell
you
semmilyen tudás.
Loud and noisy.
És akkor hangosnak kell lenni, zajt csapni.
And you wake up someone.
És akkor már is felébresztesz.
And that's really our part in this work of God.
Ez a részünk Isten munkájában.
We are to wake up the world.
Az a
we
dolgunk,
are the salt of the earth.
Felébresszük a világot. Mi vagyunk a föld sója.
And then.
És aztán.
God does the work.
Isten végzi God a munkát.
Heals those
Isten
who have been woken up, and God can
azokat,
heal their blindness.
És Isten meg tudja gyógyítani
because when somebody is just wakes up, and they're blind, it doesn't make a big difference.
Nem nagy különbség, vagy
they continue in darkness.
Nincs semmi különbség, hogyha vakon ébred, mert ugyanúgy a sötétségben folytatja.
And this is what our presence in this world means.
És ezt jelenti, ami jelenlétünk ebben a világban.
I've been in many places
sok
as a missionary and pastor, and seen many churches,
és
our churches,
láttam, a
being born
közül,
and struggle and struggle sometimes for survival, even being in a survival mood, just trying to make it.
Valahogy,
I always have this witness.
És mindig az a bizonyságom, hogy
just be here.
Csak legyünk itt.
It's nothing more complicated than that.
Nincs semmi.
That's how mission work gets done when we are there.
Végezhetjük el a missziós munkát,
because the presence of God goes with us.
Isten jelenléte velünk jön.
And we wake up people, our presence wakes up people.
Az embereket,
and Satan of course would love to really quiet us because it really, our presence in this world really disturbs him.
Igazán a mi jelenlétünk ebben a világban nagyon zavarja őt.
If we were not here, he would have chopped the mankind into pieces, no time.
Felaprította
like
volna
really
az embereket pillanatok alatt, mindent tönkretett
volna.
De mi vagyunk azok,
who are keeping him back.
Akik visszatartjuk őt.
We are the presence of God
Isten
in this
jelenléte
world.
Ebben a világban.
And I really have such an expectation
és
for this time.
Olyan nagy várakozásom van ettől az
here.
Időtől itt.
It's an amazing place, isn't
egy
it? Fun.
Hely.
Baltimore is just an amazing
Baltimore
place.
Baltimore, egy csodálatos
just like, I mean,
hely.
Is there such a place? I don't know if there is any other place on this planet that would be like this. For us, this is so amazing. We would not be anywhere else. Because this is amazing. This is supernatural. And because of that, we can go and we can be in different places. And I also want to bring greetings to you from Oman. Which is incredible that we are there. How did we end up there? Cannot explain it.
Nem tudom elmagyarázni.
If you would have asked me 40 years ago,
négy évvel ezelőtt megkérdeztél
when they just came
volna,
to Finland, that you know, where would you like to be in 40 years?
A gyülekezet Finnországba jött, hogy hol szeretnél lenni 40 év
múlva? I don't think Oman even existed.
Szerintem
really.
Oman még nem is létezett.
And isn't that incredible? Just to think about it that way.
Így gondolni erre.
And I remember the first mission trips that we made from Finland. Pastor Schaller started talking to our church about going to China. I mean, to us Finns.
You
know, and he started to speak about it, speak this mission, and he said, we will go to China, let's go to China,
and we are like,
yeah, let's go to China, like, you know, and there was a group that started planning on it, and they started saving money, and they got another job, and nothing mattered for them. You know, they left their studies, they didn't care about that stuff, you know. They were so filled with this vision. And they went to China, and many of those people are here tonight. And they went to China, when China just opened. And then they came back with these pictures, you remember these paper pictures we used to have, those photographs we called them. And they showed us this crowds of people and one team member here and surrounded by hundreds if not thousands of Chinese people, and we were amazed because we were part of something that we could never put together,
and it's the work of God,
and this is what is happening here tonight, and I'm really thankful that I can be a part of this.
Amen.
Wow.
Gyűha.
Oh, to be Woodhorn.
Woodhornnak lenni.
When he first came into the ministry, he weighed 100 pounds.
Vagy 50 kilót nyomott.
Today, he still weighs 100 pounds.
Mindig 50 kilót nyom.
The only thing he's done differently, he's colored his hair.
Egyetlen dolog, hogy más, hogy csinál, az, hogy beszínezte a haját. Befestette.
Oh, wasn't it great to hear him sing?
Nem volt nagyszerű őt énekelni hallani? Nagyszerű volt.
Wow. Okay, just want to share something humorous with you.
Megosztani veletek valami vicceset.
My daughter shared this with me
just recently. Hallottam nem régiben.
She was on the computer, the Facebook, and she came across this statement a young woman made because she found out that her sister was having a baby.
Hogy a and she was so excited. Lesz, és annyira izgatott
and based upon
volt.
What I'm about to tell you, you can see how excited
alapján,
she was.
Amit majd fogok
because
mondani,
she said,
majd, hogy
I can't believe it,
volt.
I'm so excited, I just can't wait to find
annyit
out whether I'm an aunt or an uncle.
Hogy nagynéni vagy nagybácsi lesz belőlem.
Oh, boy. Gee. I hope she finds out soon.
Remélem, hamarosan rájön.
Father, bless this portion.
Kérünk, hogy áld meg ezt.
We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Jézus nevében imádkozunk. Amen.
Colossians chapter 3.
Kolossé 3.
And verse 1.
1.
Paul writes and he said,
Pál azt mondja,
if you then be risen with Christ, and it should be noted that he's not suggesting that there's any doubt about it.
It's a fact.
I think it should be should
tény.
Read this way. Seeing that you are risen
látván, hogy feltámadtatok
with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sits
ahol a Krisztus van,
on the right hand
az
of God.
Jobbján
set jobbján. Your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. For you are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. What a beautiful passage and a reminder to all of us, because we need to be reminded of this great principle often, that our exalted position, perhaps the most exalted position that the Bible talks about when it refers to you and I, believers, that are in Christ. Doesn't that change everything? I mean, everything. And we have to realize that this is not some hypothetical thing that Paul is talking about. Or maybe, as some believers, when you speak with them, they talk about being in Christ as if it's some goal for which we strive. It's an accomplished fact. It's already done. Tonight, we're in Christ. And as Ephesians chapter 2, verse 6 reminds us, we are seated together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Which is a great reminder to us as well. And we've heard a lot about this recently. Pastor Schaller has been teaching on this theme. We don't belong to the world, amen? We're not a part of it. Even Jesus, in his high priestly prayer, came out and he said about you and I, he said, they are not of the world. And because we're not of the world, you notice something about the world when it tries to understand us? It can't. It doesn't figure us out. Can't understand us. Doesn't really realize what makes you and I tick. We're not of the world. All of the sources of life that we experience, that we enjoy, they come from God. And they come from above. And then we're also told in this passage that what we are hid. What does it say? Hid. With Christ in God. Hid. We are hidden people. No wonder why the world can't figure us out. They can't even find us. They don't know where to look, because if you want to discover the essence of our lives, you have to be in the heavenlies with us. And that's why, you know, we understand all that is spoken here this week, but there will be people maybe that will come in and they will not understand. And they will look at us and they will wonder, what does make you tick? We would say, well, you know, we're hid with Christ in God. And I love this word, this little word, hid. The whole idea of being hidden in God, it suggests three things. The first one is secrecy. Because the believer's life is nurtured by the secret springs that come from God. Or as God said to the church in Revelation, the church of Pergamos, he said, I will sustain you in your most difficult moments with hidden manna. Sure, that makes sense. Hidden people receive hidden manna. Something that's supernatural, something that can't be seen, something that you can't quite put your finger on, but we are sustained. Secrecy, safety is another thought that comes from this word being hid. With Christ in God, that marks a double protection that we have. Amen. Jesus said, I give unto them eternal life. And then I love what he said, that they shall never perish. You almost wish that the next part of the Greek language said, take that to the bank. Right? And tell that to brothers and sisters that wonder if a believer once saved could ever be lost.
Hogy egy hívő, ha valaha üdvözült, akkor többet
and then the last one is
identity.
Believers identified with the risen Lord. And I love this because it's all written in the perfect tense in the Greek language, which views the completed state, which is arisen from a past action. Something that's already been accomplished. Something that's finished. Now has produced all of these great results. And of course, this makes so much sense to you and I.
Érthető számunkra.
The Christian life is a hidden life.
A keresztény élet az egy elrejtett élet.
And as far as the world is concerned, they just don't get it. And they don't get it because they don't know him. The Bible says, Jesus said it, if they don't know me, they certainly won't know you.
Hogy nem ismernek engem, és benneteket sem fognak ismerni, és velem ez rendben van.
You know, just recently came back from a big family wedding, and you know, you just kind of, I don't know, you just kind of sit on the side of things, and you watch everything going on, you watch large consumptions of liquor, figyeled, and you watch some madness come forth out of it all, and you just kind of sit there, and I think sometimes people look over and like,
és néha az emberek csak oda rátekintenek, és megkérdezhetik maguktól, hogy mi baj ennek, miért nem ittale magát úgy, mint mi.
Quiet and gentle and kind. And you kind of, when they think that way, you kind of say, yo, we can explode too, you know, just hang on there for a moment.
But they do look at us and they just, I think they just look at us
and you want to say, oh, it's because our lives are hid with Christ and God. And then they would say, oh, that's it, I'm sorry, I didn't realize that. Our sphere of life, praise God, is not on this earth. It's in heaven. And the things that attract us and the things that excite us belong to heaven, not the earth. Isn't that amazing? I mean, we don't have to spend all kinds of time and energy and resources and money trying to find things that will attract us and excite us and motivate us. We get all of that when we're seated together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus.
Amikor együtt ülünk mennyei helyeken Jézus Krisztusban. Milyen csodálatos azonosulásunk van ő vele, és ezzel együtt jár egy nagy felelősség is, hogy mit tegyünk, hogy a felülvaló dolgokat keressük. És a Biblia nem javasolja, hogy ezt időnként tegyük el, hanem azt mondja, hogy szokás szerint tegyük, és az elménket.
That means our feet may be on the earth, but our minds are in heaven, amen? It means the practical, everyday affairs of life, well, for them we get our directions from above. And I read something some time ago, it fascinated me. It was about a brother, he was visiting
Washington, D.C.,
and there was a big convention in town, and he turned the television on one night, and he said he heard, who is now the late senator from Minnesota, Hubert Humphrey.
Hubert Humphrey made this fascinating statement
that you and I can all identify with. And this is what his statement was. He says, you have to remember, in politics, how you stand depends upon where you sit.
Now
think about that. For all of you visitors from other countries, you have no idea what he's talking about. But for the rest of you that have some sense of how our government works,
in the Senate,
where you sit, literally, physically in the Senate, determines where you stand on the issues of our country.
Hogy that's milyen állásponton vagy az politics, országunk ügyeivel kapcsolatban. Ezt mondta, hogy a politikában az, hogy milyen állásponton hogyan állsz, attól függ, hogy hol ülsz a szenátus ülésrendjétől. De hogyan vonatkozik ez a mi életünkre, ahogy mi állunk, ahogy mi járunk.
How we decide, how we choose, depends upon where we sit. And where is that? In heavenly places, in Christ Jesus. That's how we determine our lives. That's how we decide. That's how we determine the nature and the course of our lives.
We're seated above.
Mert the nation of Israel came to the border of the promised land, and they refused to enter in because of their stubborn unbelief. As a result, we know what happened. They wandered in the wilderness for the next 40 years. Numbers chapter 13 and 14 tell us that. It says that that whole generation, a whole generation beginning in their 20s, died in the wilderness, except for two men.
Ott a pusztaságban két ember kivételével, ugye ott volt Káleb és Józsué, a két kém, akik hittek Istenben, és vannak, akik azon tűnődnek, hogy hogyan lehettek győztesek, hogy lehet, hogy nem
Days of heaven upon the earth.
Ötmozes azt mondja, hogy
Isn't that what we're having this week? Isn't that what we can look forward to in our lives? Days of heaven upon the earth. If
what? If we just will keep our hearts and minds in the heavens. And we have plenty of reason to do just that.
Because in the place of the law, we now have grace. In the place of condemnation, we now have salvation. In the place of death, which was once our lot in life, we have life. In the place of the ruin of Adam in the garden, what do we now have? Resurrection life in Christ. In the place of bondage, which we once experienced, now we have liberty. In the place of defeat, now we have victory. And in the place of hell, glory to God, we now have heaven. And just to make sure that we're going to get there, God has already placed us in the heavens. Amen. Amen. Father, bless these words. And thank you for our convention. Thank you for everyone here. In Jesus' name,
amen.
Okay, please stand and welcome Pastor Shibeli.
Amen. Okay, if you would turn with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Pastor Love pilfered my message. No, he didn't. He's my brother.
So
we get the message from the Word and the Spirit.
And
there's no such thing as message theft.
Nem beszélhetünk arról, hogy valaki ellopja.
There is such a thing as I will try to connect that a little bit. Pray for my voice. It's just coming back, actually.
It disappeared today
and went someplace.
Elment valahova.
I'm not so sure where.
Azt nem tudom pontosan, hogy hova.
Said God.
Azt mondtam, Istenem, segíts.
1 Corinthians 15.
Tehát 1 Korintus 15.
Thank you. Two great messages.
Két nagyszerű üzenet.
Stones cry out.
A kövek kiáltanak.
First Corinthians chapter 15.
1 Korintus 15.
Verse 10. But by the grace of God.
De Isten kegyelme.
Say that with me. That by the grace of God.
De Isten kegyelme.
I am what I am.
Vagyok, ami vagyok.
And His grace, which was bestowed upon me, was not in vain, but I labored more abundantly than you all. Yet not I, but the grace of God which was with me. Is there any water here?
No.
Okay. Father, thank you tonight. As Paul said, we also say, I am what I am by the grace of God. Thank you. It's not first and foremost what we do, it's who we are
in Christ.
Thank you that we are seated, hid above. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, we shall appear with Him in glory. God, touch us tonight through the Spirit and with Your Word in the body. Thank you for this ministry. Thank you for the leadership. Thank you for Pastor Schaller, his life, his family, the elders, the trustees, the staff, the Christian school, the Bible college. God, so many here in Baltimore are just looking to you. Thank you for this ministry. You've given us a ministry. May we say with the Apostle Paul, none of these things move me. Neither do I count my life dear unto myself, that I might finish my course with joy. And the ministry I have received of the Lord Jesus to testify of the gospel of grace. Thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay. I heard something either last night or Sunday in the service about I am.
And
this is a great portion. As you connect this to Exodus chapter 3 and Matthew 28, 18 to 20, it's really remarkable if you think about it. That Satan is the author of positional illiteracy, identity theft, and spiritual amnesia. positional illiteracy,
identity theft,
and he cannot take the position nor the identity. But experientially, that's where the attack comes. Positional illiteracy, identity theft, and spiritual amnesia. And it's incredible. And if we, sometimes we just do not pay attention and think that our enemy, and we don't give a place to the devil, Ephesians 4:27, because we have the word in that place in John 8:31-34. We don't give a place to him. He taught us the word. Place to dwell. But we must recognize we wrestle not against flesh and blood.
Are you with me?
And that the enemy has devices and he has wiles. 2 Corinthians 2:11, it says, Paul said to the Corinthian church, do not be ignorant of his devices, his
fought out
procedures that are progressive against the believer and the church. And that we wrestle against the wiles of the devil, the mind, okay, amazing, so that we don't walk around looking for demons under chairs and living in some hyper-spiritual nonsense about the enemy, but we recognize, I mean, one of the greatest things that he can do in the culture is just be so hid. We are hidden with Christ and God, but he's hidden in the culture. He's crafty, he's subtle, he corrupts people's minds. And the church and the believer that doesn't recognize that is already duped, spiritually speaking. There's a problem. So what he wants to do is to somehow, in my experience, because he can never take away our position, amen, it is awesome that he wanted to be like the Most High. The reason he hates us, he wanted to be like the Most High through his efforts. In Isaiah 14:12-15, in the five ascensions there. And we received by grace a seat in heavenly places. We didn't do anything. Christ did it all. So what we got, he tried to get something through his own effort and works. We got it freely. So he is looking to devour us and the church. And so the way to start is to take people away so they do not understand who they are. And this is very important in my life. I need to know who I am in Christ. Pastor Shalva preached the message on 2 Corinthians 5:16-17 about not knowing no man after the flesh. Henceforth we know not Jesus Christ after the flesh. So we are in Christ, we are a new creation. So as you look across the world today, even with born again believers in churches, there is incredible positional illiteracy. As we work in third world countries, people are always talking about illiteracy. And to me, that's not such a big thing. It's important. I understand that there's a need that people can read so they can read the Bible. But by the way, people can listen to the Bible, faith cometh by hearing. But the greatest thing is to keep people in a place where they are positionally illiterate. And he does that by robbing experientially the identity of the believer and giving the believer and the church spiritual amnesia. Paul says in 1 Timothy 3:15-16, if I tarry long, I want you to know how to behave yourself in the house of God. Amen? How to live in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and ground of the truth. Amen? We are the pillar and what? Are you with me tonight? Are you here? We're the pillar and ground of the truth. And he talks about great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit. And he says five or six things. And then immediately in chapter 4, verse 1, and there's no chapter divide, it says that in the last days there'll be seducing spirits and doctrines that devils teach. He says they want to get people to depart from the faith. So the enemy does not want me to know what my identity is and how to live in that identity of who I am in Christ. You know, she sang a song called Captain, and it struck my mind about Joshua chapter 5, verses 12 and 13. When they're at Gilgal and ready for battle, all of a sudden Joshua sees a vision of the captain of the host. He sees that vision, and he falls on his face, and he
a kapitány, worships
and he is told to take his shoes off because it's holy ground.
And then a question was asked the captain of the host,
are you for us or for our adversary? And he said something interesting in the Hebrew, neither.
And I would get a little intimidated if he said neither.
Are you for us or for them? He says, neither.
I am come as the captain of the host.
And the language means, I am not for you, I am you. I am not for you, I am you. For me to live is what?
It's
Christ. For me to live is Christ. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ lives in me. And the life that I now live, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me.
So
that's my identity. Jesus Christ is my identity. And this was the problem that Moses had. This is the situation in Colossians chapter 3, verses 1 through 4 and 5. You know, it's interesting you get to verse 5, it says, mortify your members. How am I going to do that? Mortify my members on the earth? Well, thank God verses 1 through 4 comes first. You're risen with Christ, seated with Christ, hidden with Christ, in the above life. Christ is our life. Christ is our glory. Now mortify your members. There's a lot of people that want you to change and stop doing this and start doing that. Christianity in many cases is all about stop this and start this. And it has nothing to do with understanding who we are. That's why Paul's prayer was amazing in Ephesians 1, 17 and 18. He said that the eyes of your understanding would be enlightened. That we need to have photizo, our eyes opened up. Not the 4:18 of Ephesians, the eyes of your understanding darkened. So God wants our eyes to be enlightened so we can see who we are. And this is the problem. It's not about what we do. What we do, if it's not based on who he is, then what we do eventually will stop or we'll get weary in that well-doing and find ourselves quitting and say, I can't handle this, or this is too much, or nobody's here to help me. So I'm to concentrate on who I am in Christ. And this was the problem that Jacob had and Moses had, and I think it's amazing, he meets God at the burning bush, and he's already killed somebody, dug a hole and put him in the sand. And then he flees. And he doesn't know, who am I anyway? Am I the son of Pharaoh's daughter? Am I Jethro's son? Am I the son of Hebrew parents? I don't even know who I am. I got so many identities, I'm spiritually schizoid. I'm out there, I don't know who I am. And it needed an illumination and a revelation from God, and God comes in and there's a burning bush, and he says, Moses, 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 and Moses is like in spiritual shock, and he draws near, and the voice says to him, I am that I am. He's telling him to go to Pharaoh. He says, who am I that I can go to Pharaoh in Egypt? Are you kidding me? Me? I can't even talk. By the way, when it says he was not eloquent in speech. He used two words in the Hebrew. It means not only had he a stuttering problem, but he has forgotten the language. 40 years, now imagine, you're going to go back, you forgot the Egyptian language, and you're going to stutter, and God says, you're the man. Right, Pastor Mati? You're the man. You're the person. I can't talk. I don't even have partial knowledge of the language. And I'm going to stand in front of the greatest ruler in the world and tell him, let my people go. That's enough. Just make that one statement. You don't need to do any more than that. But who am I? And God said, it's not about who you are. It's about who I am. And then when you connect with me, who I am becomes I am that I am. Church like this one and like our ministry and like many other good ministries around the world, when they understand who they are, then they will labor more abundantly than they are. And you hear people getting up all the time saying, you got to do this, we got to do more of this, there's got to be more prayer, more soul winning, more giving, more fellowship, and those things are important,
but not
without knowing who I am.
De ezt nem tudom megcsinálni, hogyha nem tudom, hogy ki vagyok. Tudnom kell, hogy ki vagyok, és van egy óránk Afrikában, tanítjuk. Ez az egyik első óra minden bibliaiskolánkban, Afrikában. Ez a neve, hogy a kegyelem,
Kicsoda
Jézus Krisztus, az ő 26 jelenvonása, és az ő jelenvonásainak a variációi. És hogy mit
tett, hogyan
maradnak meg az emberek a bibliaiskolában, hogyha nem ezzel kezdik. Tudnom kell, hogy
people, as you talk to them on the street, they have an image of who God is, but they don't really know Him. It's something created by a satanic system or religious enterprises that gets people thinking this is who God is, and they do not know God at all. Born again, this is amazing. Born again, not knowing God. I know I was there. I was born
tudom,
again and I didn't know God.
Nem tudtam,
I was saved, but I had tudom, no idea who God was. And then
nem
I came
tudom,
to the church, and
as Isten, I began to listen to Pastor Steve and different pastors, pastors, I began to understand pastors, who God was. Megérteni, hogy kicsoda
Isten. But that's the key,
de ez a kulcs,
identity.
Az azonosságunk.
And this is why I like it. It says, it is
what?
Ez, it is what?
Micsoda?
It is finished. Tetelestai, is that how you say it?
Tetelestai.
I know there's some Greek people here, you got to be careful.
Tudom, vannak itt, akik tényleg beszélnek görögül,
I'm not trying to get technical here, but this is amazing.
Nem akarok belemenni a részletekbe, de ez annyira csodálatos, ez a befejezett,
kielentő,
szenvedő módú, ige. Miért fontos ez a befejezett, az örökkévaló, kielentő mód, ez a teljesen igaz, és a szenvedő, hogy ezt kegyelemből kapod.
So think about it that way.
It is finished. It's eternal.
It is finished. It has absolute authority in the indicative.
It is finished. Passive.
I receive it by grace. That's a powerful statement.
And
when I begin and I receive this finished work and I understand the finished work, I'm risen with Christ. I know who I am in Christ. We know who we are as a church. I'm not intimidated about the world situation. There's a lot of Christians trying to do a lot of things with all kinds of
a világban történik meg, vannak gyülekezetek, akik mindenféle programokkal állnak, elő meg mindenféle új ötleteik vannak, új hullámú gyülekezetek, de én nem mondom, hogy a Szentlélek nem tud ebben munkálkodni, de én tudom, hogy kik vagyunk Jézus Krisztusban, és tudnunk kell nap, mint nap, hogy kik vagyunk Jézus Krisztusban, és nem tudja ellopni, akkor az azonosságunkat, nem lesz szellemi amnéziánk, és nem leszünk helyzetileg irástudatlanok. És ugyanez a 11 Galilea
Judas Iscariot.
Mondta nemrégiben, hogy Judas Iscariot. Ez volt az
your last
ő neve.
Name is your genetics. Sorry.
És ez a genetikáról
first name
beszél.
Is, first name. My father named me after Steve Canyon from comic books.
Keresztneved az a keresztneved.
I think in the 20s or 30s there were comic books or 40s. Steve Canyon was a pilot. He named me after Steve Canyon. I said,
why did you do that? I think Steve Canyon-ről, és az édesapám ez alapján adta a nevemet. Valami pilóta volt az
little did he know.
Nem is tudta, hogy mennyit fogok én repülni.
Identity.
Az azonosság.
God takes 11 Galileans.
Isten fog 11 Galilea belit, és mit mond
Aztán
4-11-től
30-ig?
Azt mondták róluk,
men,
hogy tudatlan és tanulatlan emberek, de Jézussal
amen.
Voltak. Amen.
I'm not trying to attain to what the world says is something that produces a response to give me notoriety in the world.
Majd nemes legyek a világban, és
felnéztenek rám. 11 Galileans,
egyetlen, aki nem, az az Iskariotes volt. És majd ez olyasmi, amit meg akarok kérdezni Istentől, az édesapját Simonnak hívták, és Betániából való volt, és Jézus ott volt a leprás Simon házában, Betániában, és azon tűnődöm, hogy nem emiatt volt, és nem tudjuk, hogy mi van. Vagy miért?
And he took 11 Galileans. And he said, let's go follow me.
Érdekel.
And your identity is never to be fishing again.
Isn't that awesome?
Luke chapter 5. Follow me. Can you imagine two guys sitting in a boat with their father?
And they're in the boat with their father and Jesus is following me. And they get a meal with their father and never go back again. ott hagyják az apjukat, és soha nem mennek oda-vissza. Van valami Krisztus jelenléteben, az ő dicsőségében, az ő erejében, ami kivonta őket a hajóból, és soha nem mentek többet úgy vissza Galileába, hogy ugyanezt az életet éljék.
11 Galileabeli, követetek engem, és én
emberek halászállatok benneteket. Én tesztek benneteket, ti meg elfogadjátok ezt. Ez a kegyelem.
And that's why in John 21, when they decided to go fishing, Peter says in the Kenneth Weiss version, I go fishing, I'm leaving this discipleship business and going back to my former business.
And then they said, we also go with you. And then Jesus comes to the seashore and he says, what? Children.
Boys still under instruction. Did you catch anything?
Tanulni kell, akiknek még mindig tanulni kell. Fogtatok valamit?
Vessétek
ki a hálótokat a jobb oldalon, és volt egy pillanat, amikor nem voltak közösségben a helyzetükkel, hanem helyzetileg írástudatlanokká lettek, és az azonosságukat elvették tőlük, és tapasztalatilag és szellemi amnéziában szenvedtek, és ezért fontos a számunkra, hogy megértsük, hogy kik vagyunk, kicsoda Isten, és kik vagyunk mi ő bennek. Józsefnek nem kellett tudnia, hogy ki volt a Krisztusban. Tudnia kellett ahhoz, hogy mindazokon a nehézségeken átmenjen, amik az élete ellen jöttek. Tudnia kellett, hogy vagyok, aki vagyok Istenben, az én atyám szeret engem, és van egy látásom, és kommunikáltam ezt a látást a testvéreinek és az édesapámnak is, és azt mondták, hogy te megidéztél.
Let's get rid of this
gyerünk,
filthy
dreamer. And it said they hated him
for his vision and his words.
Miatt,
you know what? You can have a
vision.
You communicate it. Watch out.
Watch out.
They hated him for his vision and his words. And you know what?
He was a vision and his words. Hazugságot.
You may look at me as a lame shame, but David the king sees me as a son that will eat bread at his table continuously. Is there any left that I can show kindness to
of the house of Saul? And they said, yes, where is he?
He's in Lodebar in the house of Machir. Go get him.
And you bring him. Can you imagine? You bring Saul's grandson. And he's going to eat at my table forever.
As one of the what?
King's son,
come out of your identity based upon your physical situation, your problem. Come out of your identity based upon how you think you are, your education. Is my education my identity?
Huh?
Is my finances my identity?
Huh?
Are my friends my identity? You know what I love about John the Apostle? He said it 5 times. I'm the disciple whom Jesus loves.
That's my identity.
John 13:23, 19:26, 20:21, 6:21, 20:21, 20:21. You know who I am? I'm the disciple who Jesus loves.
Úgyhogy én vagyok az a tanítvány, akit Jézus szeret.
I'm not even a writer, I am. But my identity is not, I'm a writer of the Bible. My identity is not, I'm an apostle,
or this, or that.
My identity is, I'm the learning one who Jesus loves.
Tanuló, aki szeret Jézus, ennyire egyszerű. Az azonosságom azon alapszik, amit teszek, vagy a szolgálatom gyümölcsém, vagy mi van, hogyha ez nincsen ott, és valaki csak tologat egy tolókocsiban, és folyik a nyálam, akkor nincsen azonosságom, mert nem teszem azt, amit tennem kéne.
My identity.
Az azonosságom. Ki vagyok én? Ki vagyok én?
And this is so key. Isaiah
ez annyira kulcsfontosságú. Ézsaiásnak meg kellett ezt érteni, ez fontos volt a számára. A Bibliához menjél, Ruthnak is tudnia kellett ezt, ahogy Moabból jött, tudnia kellett, hogy ő benne lesz Dávidnak a leszármazott felmenői között.
But she had become the great great grandmother of King David.
Ja,
she
was going to be one of God's own.
Amen.
Lett,
I am what I am.
Kell,
and Satan and my flesh are always saying, No,
ágyazódjon a tudatos és a tudatlan elménybe,
from my flesh. I think the projections from the devil and reflections from the flesh. The devil has projections and they meet each other and have a baby.
A little
satanic baby.
Okay?
The reflection meets the projection
ezek
and produces something.
Meg and then a kivetítések, és létrehoznak
valami. We had a guy that was blind.
Volt
that
egy bak
graduated
ember
4 years in Bible
négy évvel ezelőtt, vagy
see,
négy
how'd you do that? None of your business. He listened.
Elvégezte a Biblia iskolát.
He heard and he passed the test.
Hogyan csinálta?
Hát
hallotta és átment a
vizsgákon.
Nem tudom, hogy hogyan.
Right? But I'm not, I don't want to put people in a place where they are what they are based on something other than Jesus Christ. This is who I am. This is why men and women can go overseas and be involved in mission because they understood their identity. We've often said this student volunteer mission sent out 20,500 missionaries from 1886 to 1918. They sent out 400 a year.
Évente
that's more than one a day.
And
these were young people with incredible
world.
Young.
Okay.
Well, they said, you're getting old, I say. What do you know? Getting what? What does that even mean?
Mi van?
And they were young people, and they said, here's our identity, foreign missions, not career ambitions.
Az volt
awesome?
A jelmondatuk, hogy külmissziók, és nem
were.
A karrier, és az ambíciók. És elmentek, voltak, akik meghaltak útközben, oda se értek a missziós mezőbe, és lehet, hogy elmentek, és nem úgy működtek a dolgok, ahogy mások gondolták, és azt mondták mások, hogy micsoda pocsékolás, elvesztegették az életüket. Hányan gondoljátok, hogy
the world's going to tell them something different. Who they are in society. Who they are in the world system. This is who you are.
No, we need to train them, teach them, love them, encourage them,
and motivate them to be who they are in Christ and develop that.
Are you with me? Are you here tonight?
Say hallelujah.
Yeah.
Don't have a dead church. No,
just I go to some churches and they're just I know,
it's amazing.
Döglött halak.
I did a conference at a certain denominational church.
Bizonyos felekezet gyülekezetében meghívtak egy konferenciára, és oda le volt rögzítve a mikrofon a pulpitushoz.
And the guy said to me, before that you preach, you got to show us your message.
Mielőtt prédikálnál, mutasd meg az üzenetedet, mondom, mi van? Hát ugye leírtad, nem?
Right,
hát mondom, nem írtam. Leírtam mit? Hát van egy-két jegyzetem.
I started walking the aisles. See, their identity was not about that. Their identity was not about going up and down, walking back and forth, and preaching and amening and hallelujah and raising their hands.
But that's okay. That's okay.
People
got
to come out of those things.
Az embereknek ki kell jönniük ezekből a dolgokból, amikbe úgy bezáródnak mindenféle rendszerekbe. Mire nagyszerű Isten jelenlét, a szellem vezetése, Isten élet, ez hihetetlen.
Our identity is in Christ. This is who I am. Paul says,
ez
I vagyok, am
Pál
what I
mondja,
am by the grace
vagyok,
of God.
Isten
and as, they were, as Jesus was leading them in Matthew 28,
18-20, he said, go into all the world, to every nation, and make disciples of all világba, men, teaching them to observe all the things I have sent to népeket, you. And
it says in the King James, I am
nektek.
With you always.
King James azt mondja, no, hogy, this is what it says in the Greek. With you is I am. Mondja, hogy veletek van a vagyok.
With you,
veletek van.
It's like, with you is
és
I am.
Nagybetűs a vagyok.
With you is
veletek
I am.
Van a vagyok.
I'm with you. I'm giving you veletek a commission to bring the gospel to the whole world.
Adok nektek egy küldetést, hogy vigyétek el az evangéliumot az egész világra. Dollárotok sincs a zsebetekben, nincsen szervezetetek, nincsen semmitek, és nem vagyok ellene azoknak a dolgoknak, de miük volt? Volt egy küldetésük, és miük volt? Krisztusuk volt. Amen.
Jézus
Krisztusuk volt. Amen.
Jézus Krisztus.
És feltámadtunk ő vele. És Róma 8:28-tól 31-ig befejezésül. Azt mondja aztán a 32. vers, hogy aki az ő egyetlen fiát nem kímélte, mi módon ne adna vele együtt ingyen mindent nekünk. Ő eleve ismert téged, eleve elrendelt, hogy az ő fiának képére formálód jár az ő szellem által, elhívott, megigazított, megdicsőített, akkor most mit mondasz erre? Azt mondom, hogy én az övé vagyok, és ő az enyém, én vagyok az ő szeme fénye. Szoktál így beszélni magadhoz? Kell, hogy ezt tegyed. Én vagyok Isten szeme fénye, én Istené vagyok, ő az enyém. Ő hozott egy döntést Efézus 1-4-6-ban, kiválasztott minket ő benne a világ megalapítása előtt. Abban az elfogadottak vagyunk a szerelmesben, ezek vagyunk, úgyhogy ne élj szellemi amnéziában, helyzeti írástudatlanságban és ebben az azonosság rablásban, mert ezt akarja az ellenség tenni velünk hívőkkel és gyülekezetekkel, házasságokkal, fiatalokkal, hogy ezen kívül gondolkodjanak.
We're risen with Christ, amen. We went up, we are seated with Christ. We're here with Christ in God. Can't touch me, I'm here.
Nem érinthetsz meg engem, mert el vagyok rejtve. Miért mondja, hogy a gonosz nem érintheti? Mi az, hogy az ördög nem tud problémákat okozni? Nem, a szó az azt jelenti, hogy a gonosz nem tudja megváltoztatni azt, ami már megtörtént az életedben, amit Isten elvégzett. Ő nem tudja megváltoztatni azt, amit Isten már elvégzett. Nem tud megérinteni. Vagyok, ami vagyok, Isten kegyelméből. Atyán, köszönjük neked ma este.
We do pray that you help us.
Imádkozunk, hogy segíts nekünk.
We are not down and outers. We're up and inners.
Mi nem lent vagyunk, I'm not a down and outer. Kint valahol, hanem fent
By the way, just
vagyunk,
for a minute, you ever see a cockroach on its back? It can't do a thing. It's on its back and it's like doing all these kind of things. It can't do anything. We're not cockroaches
nem
on our back. Maybe we start out that way, but then God changes us.
Okay?
We become a butterfly. I'm an up and inner.
Én fönt vagyok és bent vagyok.
I say it, I'm an up and inner.
Mondjátok, fönt vagyok és bent vagyok. Fönt vagyok és bent vagyok, nem lent és kint.
Satan is down and out.
Sátán van lent és kint.
I'm up and in. Can't touch me because I'm with Christ.
Nem érinthet meg engem, mert én
Krisztusban vagyok. And by the way, closing again. If Satan attacked the Father in Isaiah 14,
and then he attacked the Son
in Matthew chapter 4 and Matthew 16 and in Matthew 26, do you think that he might also have a plan to attack the Spirit?
Huh? He attacked the Father, he attacked the Son, he attacked the Spirit, and us, and the Spirit in the church.
You know what? No weapon formed against me can prosper.
Semmilyen fegyver, amit ellenünk formálnak, nem lehet sikeres.
No weapon formed against me can prosper.
I'm up and in. I'm up and in.
Pastor Kenda, you're up and in.
We're untouchable. Up and in. Érinthetetlenek vagyunk, fent és bent vagyunk.
Don't give me down and out stuff.
Nem beszélnek erről, lent vagyok és kint vagyok.
No, I'm up and in.
Nem, én fent vagyok és bent vagyok.
I saw the lightning on the way down here and the winds were going quickly. And I got a verse. I beheld Satan fall as lightning from heaven.
És eszembe jutott ez a vers, hogy
they came back and said, the demons, they submit to us. We saw miracles.
A tanítványok mondták, hogy a démonok alávetették magukat nekünk, csodákat látunk, de azt mondta Jézus, hogy ne ebben örvendezzetek, hanem a nevetek felhívom mennyben, mert
a csodák not based on miracles. My life is based on. My name is written in heaven. Guess what? Can't touch it.
Nem lehet ezt érinteni. Nem lehet érinteni. Láttam, ahogy villámlásként lehullott a földre. Atyán, köszönjük neked ma este. Köszönjük a bevégzett munkát, hogy feltámadtunk Krisztussal. Feltámadtunk. Az élő Isten gyülekezete vagyunk. Az igazság oszlopa és alapja. Segíts nekünk, Istenünk, hogy ne legyünk helyzetileg írástudatlanok, amitől aztán tapasztalatilag nem lesz semmi valós értékünk, hanem attól ismerjük a helyzetünket, mert akkor éljük ezt az életet. Segíts nekünk, hogy tudatában legyünk ennek az azonosság rablásnak, ami egy valódi azonosság rablás. Azt akarja elérni, hogy valami más gondoljak magamról. Nem vagyok a bűnöm, mondjad ezt. Én nem vagyok a múltam, nem vagyok a hirdemem, nem vagyok az anyagi helyzetem, az egészségem, meg a te véleményed rólam. Nem vagyok ami vagyok Isten kegyelmében, úgyhogy köszönjük neked ma este, kérünk, hogy áld meg az esténket Jézus nevében, amen.